In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Welcome to the Mighty Manfred, Little Stephen's Underground Garage, and it's time for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'm joined today by Tommy Boy. He's the drummer of the contemporary Swedish garage rock band Stupidity. Last couple of years, they've been joined in their lineup by Keith String, guitarist in the Fleshtones. And he plays with them on their latest single and recent coolest song of the world, Spread It Around, out on Wicked Cool Records. Let's give it a listen, and then I'll be back with Tommy for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Conversations time, and I am the Mighty Manfred with you. Joining me is our guest, Tommy Boy, the drummer in Stupidity, contemporary garage rock band from Stockholm, Sweden. Their latest single, Spread It Around, is out on Wicked Cool Records. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Hi, Manfred. I'm fine over here, and nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to be speaking with you again. Congratulations on the new single, Spread It Around.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's doing really well, I think. People seem to love it, and we love it too. It's a song we love for many years, so it's was exciting to record it.
Cool. My understanding is that it's on Wicked Cool, and that means that you and the Woggles are now label mates.
Yeah, it looks like that, and that's a great band to be labeled with.
Well, that's kind of you to say. How did you guys come to be on Wicked Cool? How did that come about?
I think it came about because I've been in contact with your office, and I sent over the stuff, and I think this song was a song that Little Stephen heard, and he got really excited about it, and he wanted us to, you know, he asked if we have you released it or not, but I said no, it's not released. Recorded it's this year in the spring, and we recorded a bunch of other songs too, and we thought this one was a good choice for a single, and he really agreed about it and asked if he could release it, and I said of course you can if you want to. So then we were super happy because he both loved the song and that he would release it, so that's really great.
And this is going to be you're going to have a whole album coming out on Wicked Cool.
I don't know, but we have a whole album recorded, so hopefully we will have it out. I think we have a full album of it's a cover album. This is covers we have been recorded, and favorite songs of ours that we have been like saving up, and now we did a recording of them, and we thought it'd be great to do a cover album release. We never released any covers really before. We just did our own material, some covers here and there. But we played this few of these songs we played live on the shows, and they go down really well. So we thought, why not give it a shot and, you know, do a cover album?
Well, yeah, so Spread It Around, that's a cover of the Bags song, the Bags being a Boston band, and their tune is off their first album, 1987's Rock Starve. Well, when did you first hear the Bags version of the song?
I've heard the Bags in the 80s, late 80s, when this album came out. I heard the album. I didn't own the album, but I've heard the album. And then when we're talking about covers, I remember Keith mentioned it and said it was one of his all-time favorite songs. In fact, I think the Fleshtones, a few of those guys, loved the Bags and also said that would be a good choice for Stupidity, because they also, with our singer Ernie's voice, should fit really good to this song, you know, his style of singing and expression. And then we tried to make it pretty heavy too. The Bags version is heavy, so we try to not to cope it, but we want to do like a heavy version, you know, a bit like Glenn Burke drums and heavy guitars and that stuff. So I think it came out really well.
I agree. And when you mentioned Keith, we're talking about Keith Strang here, the guitarist in the Fleshtones, who is there, spends a lot of time in Sweden. So where did you record Spread It Around? In Sweden?
In Stockholm, in a studio in Stockholm. We recorded it together with, I think it was five other songs at the same time that we did the record that we have been thinking about. So we had like a choice of which songs we should record, and then we, you know, did a recording. I think we did it mostly live, all the songs, and we have some, you know, mainly of the song is recorded live.
Right. And so these other four songs, they were also all covers?
Yeah. It's covers. That was covers as well. So
can you tell me what the other covers are?
Last year, we were touring in Sweden with Chris Spedding. And Chris and I and ourselves agreed that I said, we should record one of your songs, and we did. So we recorded a song called Get Out of My Pagoda. That's a Chris Spedding song. It's originally released in 79, I think.
And the other?
Yeah, we also recorded maybe a not so expected song. It's called Midnight Man. It's from a band called Flash in the Pan.
Oh, yeah, Flash in the Pan, yeah.
Yeah, maybe unexpected for Stupidity, but we tried to make it a bit like, you know, stonish, like the Stones from the 70s feeling to it, and gave it, you know, the beat is still there, but it's something between, you know, if maybe like, if you say, when Blondie did like, you know, a bit like dance songs, but it's still, you know, with guitar, it's heavy guitars and a good beat. So that's, I think it came out well. It was fun to record it. It's very different from other stuff. And we also recorded a song by John Cooper Clarke. It's an English poet. It's called Innocence. And that's what was recorded too at the same session. And also a song called There's a Ghost in My House, which is, you know, like a mod soul classic from, I think the original is from 1962, something.
Uh-huh. That one I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. That, like I said, it's sometimes you think of songs for a long time, and then finally you want to record them because you have played them live or you've been thinking about them, you know, and then I think it was a good time to do it when we had a couple of covers recorded before, and then we recorded these. So now the collection ended up, you know, up to 10 songs. So it's nice. I think could be a good album, and it's you know, it's a good mix of songs, and I think there could be some really good singles from it too, like some of the songs I mentioned right now.
Right. Well, so I noticed the liner notes I was handed says that it was produced by the band and Seth Kapadia.
Yeah.
So who is Seth Kapadia?
He's the guy who owns the studio. He's like he owns the studio, and he's a technician and a producer, and he he's been into more like, you know, a bit heavier rock and jazz also. So he never been recorded like garage rock before, but he was really nice to work with. And he has a studio with, like I said, we do most things. It's a big room and you do it live with a wooden floor and high ceiling. It's a really good room sound in that studio, which I love. I love it when you can just set up stuff and you get like a room, acoustic room sound, which is great, you know.
Oh, I agree 100%. Now, your last few releases have featured the Fleshtones lead guitarist Keith Strang. We mentioned him a moment ago. Now he's living in Sweden. He's got a Swedish girlfriend. Now he's on your recordings. He seems to play shows with you. Is this guy in the band or is he not in the band?
He's in the band. He's in the band. it's just as many people know that Keith Strang is a very busy guy. He's in like the Fleshtones. It's a busy band, and he also been in like the Split Squad, and he plays in a French band called the Liminianas, which is pretty big in France. Mm-hmm. So he plays with them too, and so I guess it's. He's in. We do shows, of course, without Keith too, and he's away on tour for a month or two. And we get booked for a show. We do the show on just our other four people in the band. But when you know, as much as he can, when he can, he's going to play with us, of course. Yeah.
Well, let me ask. So the material that you've written with him, you know, there's like you got two different guitar parts. Does it limit your sets or your shows because there's certain songs you really need to have him on in order to be able to play them, or can you just strip it down?
I think we can strip it down. Janne is very flexible, a guitar player, to the sound he has, and he can widen it on this certain show. So I don't think it takes away anything of the feeling. I mean, of course, Keith is always great to have on stage because everyone who's seen the Fleshtones know what happens when he's on stage.
That's right, because he's off stage as much as he's on stage.
Yeah, he's on stage when he's off stage when he's on stage, if you say like that. yeah, but I mean, he's fantastic. He's also fantastic to have in the studio when we record. He has such a great experience of everything, you know, both with the Fleshtones and stuff he did with other bands. And he has a good ear for recording. And so it's really good to have him there, and he has great ideas. So I think it's a pleasure to be working with him. And now everyone in the band, we love each other. I mean, it's a fantastic guy.
Well, when was the last time you guys played here in the U.S.?
It was late. Last year we played there. The last show was at in New Jersey at Randy Now's Man Cave in New Jersey. And we played in New York the day before too, on that tour.
And do you have any plans to come back to the States anytime soon?
Yes, we have. In fact, we plan to come back in late October.
Fantastic. And where are you playing in late October?
It's going to be on the East Coast. I think it's a bit shorter to this time. I think we do seven shows, but it's going to feature like Boston, New York, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and something upstate New York. And I don't know, Washington. It's like something we have in the plans we're waiting to answer, but we're going to be there for like, you know, 10 days or something.
Oh, very cool. Well, you know, a lot of bands aren't playing in the U.S. right now. Either they've been turned away outright or they've completed paperwork, paid extra money, you know, a lot of money for visas, and then the visas aren't approved in time, and then, you know, they have forfeit the shows and they lose the money. Have you heard any horror stories about this stuff?
Not really. I think it's like when you go anywhere. I mean, I think some band. I haven't heard anything that, you know, bands have been mistreated in the U.S. But I've heard of many bands that were supposed to go over to the States, Swedish bands that have refused to go because they they're disappointed with what's happening in the United States, and then they don't go at all. But I haven't heard anything that, you know, someone have been mistreated or something when they come to the United States, but they have refused to go because of the political situation. And that's, I mean, it's up to everyone to decide that, what you want to do. But it, I mean, it's also, I think it's also important to do what you want to do. If you want to play and all these people, bands we know, and the public that come to the shows in the States, we love them. I mean, it's so many nice people we have met through the years. So I think it's, we always love to come back and, you know, not to play there. So I see no reason not to do it, because you also have to show that, you know, you should do what you want to do, I think. And then I'm not really a political guy. I don't comment any political stuff on the social media. I think I leave it to other people.
Well, I'd like to hear a song off of last year's album, Alternative Intelligence. And let's talk a little bit about it. That album came out, I believe, November of last year. Is that right? Around then?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And did you record this at the same studio that you did the recent the covers, Spread It Around?
No, this was recorded in the studio that we used the last time. It's also a great studio in the central, in the old town in Stockholm, that we recorded three albums in that studio so far. So that's also a great studio. It's a bit different. It's a smaller room and it's a bit different to work in, but that guy is fantastic who has the studio too. He's really great to work with, and it's nice location. Everything is really great with that studio. So we just wanted to try something else this time, but we are sure if we need to go back to this studio, we will do it, because it's we feel at home there too. And we recorded, like I said, I think it's three albums there now.
Okay. All right. And the material that's on there, the original songs, were those all written with Keith Strang?
Yeah, he's been involved in all of the songs on those albums, on the last albums. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on Alternative Intelligence, you do a cover of the Fleshtones song "Cold Cold Shoes," and I've actually got the Fleshtones original on my jukebox here at home. The B side of their single "Girl from Baltimore," and "Cold Cold Shoes" credited to both Peter Zaremba and Keith Strang. Why cover it? Why do it? Why do a version of a Fleshtones tune, and why that one?
I can tell you, it's an interesting story. Me and the singer Ernest, we had a band in the 80s called Pippets, which was like a soul garage band, you know, with keyboards and horns and things like that. And at that time, I think it was 1984, 85, something, we did the cover of this song.
That's cool.
And to be even more exciting, we did it in Swedish.
Wow. And so did you ever think when you were recording it, one day we'll when you were playing it back then, that one day we'll do it with Keith?
No, never. No, we did it. Keith was like a, you know, like a star for us there when the Fleshtones broke through. They played, I think, you know, two sold out big shows in Stockholm at that time. So it didn't feel like we ever could do something with him. But then as the years passed by and we got to know him, and now we, you know, been known him and play with him for like 10 years and known him for like 15 years. So then it's like the time circle is closed. That like we come back to where we started from, because we loved the song at that time, and I think still love it. It's great. I mean, I love it. And now this time we have the Fleshtones on background vocals too.
Right. Well, was he surprised that you had done the song and that you wanted to do the song with him?
Yeah, I think he was honored, because when we recorded it, both Peter Zaremba and Keith said that you know they loved the version we did, and said they thought the original version was a bit too weak, you know, a bit too unproduced. I think there was something, there were some issues with that recording. I think there was the producer, something happened. So they wanted to do more, but they couldn't or something. So the song is great, but I think they wanted to have it more produced at that time. But then they thought it was great that we recorded it, and they were, you know, as they were even accepted to sing background vocals, even Ken, the bass player, is doing background vocals. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear it in a moment. But first, Tommy, I want to thank you for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. Nice to speak to you again.
Well, we're going to give a listen now to Stupidity's versions of Cold, Cold Shoes off their album Alternative Intelligence, right here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Stupidity here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. That was a Swedish band with their version of the Fleshtones song, Cold, Cold Shoes. And that's off last year's album called AI, standing for Artificial Intelligence. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's drummer, Tommy Boy, for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. The Texas Headhunters, they're based in Austin, and they feature several prominent guitarists, including Ian Moore, Johnny Muller, and Jesse Dayton. And it's the latter who'll be with me next time around to tell us all about the band's eponymous debut album. It's Jesse Dayton on your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.